Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, August 6, 2020. Stand up for your country. You got a rollicking program for you tonight. Oprah, we're going to get into her political posture in a moment. I want to tell you that about 500,000 people have come in to BillO'Reilly.com to watch the interview with Sean Hannity. I'm very surprised and flattered. We will keep that up over the weekend. So if you haven't seen it, you might want to check that out, because that's word of mouth. I mean, you know, people just don't materialize based on a promo. Oh, okay, I'm interviewing Hannity. All right, some people come in and they'll look, but then if they like the interview or they think it's different or whatever, then they tell their friends, and that's how that goes. Okay, the lead story tonight is African-Americans and the police. Now, I knew this. In my heart, I knew it. But I didn't have any data, so I didn't say it because that would have been irresponsible. But I knew that most of the folks who are black in America do not hate the police. I knew that, and that's based on my 45 years of reporting in this country. However, the militant loud voices drown out everybody else, and there's tremendous peer pressure. So, for example, if you are a person who respects the police and you live in a neighborhood where there are militant people who don't respect the police, and you go out and say, look, I disagree, you could get hurt. And that's just not in black neighborhoods. That's in every neighborhood. So the militant, violent people intimidate all the other people. Enter the Gallup poll organization. Now, Gallup is not doing what it should do. It's pushing polls in a certain direction. I'm sorry about that, because Gallup has for decades, been an authoritative polling operation. It isn't any longer. So they surveyed 36,000 American adults online, which means you had to contact them. That leaves out a lot of old people and leaves me out. How would I know they're doing this poll? I don't live online. So it's 40% Democrat who answered, 30% Republican. That's a push poll. The 10% gap. Okay, just so you know, 30% independent. We don't know how they lean. The question was, would you rather the police spend more time, the same amount of time, or less time as they currently do in your area? All right, total. Again, 36,000 people answered the poll. 86% more or the same amount of time. They don't want defunding police. 14% less time. Those are the militants, the far left loons. Black Americans, more or the same amount of time for the police in their neighborhoods. 81%. Five down from the total. 81%. Less time, 19%. Now, is the poll honest? Not really, but that's an overwhelming indicator. White Americans, 88%, same or more time, 12% less time. Hispanic Americans, 83% more or the same amount of time, 17% less time. So the Hispanics are 2 percentage points down from blacks. 19% of African Americans don't want the cops. 70% of Hispanic Americans, very low numbers, particularly with all that's been going on. Very, very low. Okay, so the truth, and is, you know, I know the truth isn't important to the media anymore. On Monday, I'm going to report to you how many people published this Gallup poll. All right, so the Gallup poll came out on July 6th, but they didn't release it right away, which makes me very suspect. But I'm going to go look back, and I got to give my investigators, my producers, time to do this. So we'll report to you the major news organizations that reported this poll. And I'll predict it won't be many. That'll be on Monday. Now, there's another question in the Gallup poll. If you had an interaction with police in your area, how confident are you that they would treat you with courtesy and respect? All, confident 85, not confident 15. Black Americans, confident 61, not confident 39. That's a big number. White Americans, confident 91, not confident 9. Hispanic Americans, confident 77, not confident 22. So there's a problem with Black Americans with a 39% number. They are suspicious of the cops because most African Americans that I know personally, and I know a lot of them, have had run-ins with the cops, have been pulled over when they didn't do anything, have been followed around by security in a mall, that kind of thing. But it's still 61% of Black Americans saying, you know, if I get, I have confidence I'll be treated fairly. It's not a huge number, but it's a big majority.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. In New York City, a woman goes out and defaces the insane Black Lives Matter logo on Fifth Avenue. All right? Pours paint on it. Cops grab her. Juliette Dida Germanata, 39 years old, arrested and charged with criminal mischief for defacing a Black Lives Matter. There she is. Okay? But she can't be charged because the DA of Manhattan, Cy Vance, another beauty, as President Trump would say, wouldn't prosecute the vandals who put FU and Black Lives Matter on St. Patrick's Cathedral. They caught him. Is that not criminal mischief? Of course it is. Vance wouldn't prosecute him because he's woke. So he can't under equal justice, he can't, not only can he not prosecute Miss Germanata, who is charged, he can't prosecute anybody in New York for vandalism or criminal mischief because he didn't prosecute the, and they got it on tape. They got these people on tape doing it on St. Patrick's. This is called a collapse of the justice system. Cy Vance. Unbelievable. Somebody worse than Cy Vance. The Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, today filed a lawsuit intended to destroy the National Rifle Association. She says it outright. I'm going to sue them. I'm going to destroy the organization. I'm woke. I'm noble. I'm virtuous. Letitia James, the same Attorney General who supported the No Bail, which we'll get to in a moment. Same. So you could be a killer. You're not going to be held with bail in New York State. But if you are a member of the NRA, they're going to try to knock out your organization. Now, they're not going to succeed. In fact, it'll lead to more people signing up with the NRA. If I were running the NRA, I'd run this ad all day long. They'll get more people because Americans are arming themselves because they know the far left will not protect them and are creating laws to put them in harm's way. New York City is a catastrophe. All right, again, Killing Crazy Horse out September 8th. If you want a lifetime membership in BillO'Reilly.com, you get all 9 Killing books, the best-selling nonfiction series of books ever. Ever. 17 million copies in print. Final thought on Jesus coming your way.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, here's a final thought of the day. Put this book cover up, please. In Russia, they have just released Killing Jesus. I hope Putin is reading it. There's the cover. So if you go to Moscow or St. Petersburg or Siberia, you will see this in the bookstore. That says Killing Jesus. The historical account of Jesus of Nazareth. It is everywhere on this planet. Russia. Interesting cover, right? I had the cross, the T cross, in the American version, as you may know. So we are flattered. We are happy. That was the hardest book I ever had to write, Martin Dugard and I, because it's all history. No religion. We had to ferret it out. But I love all the Killing books. Everybody goes, what's your favorite? I don't have a favorite. All right? I love them all. And they're all fun to read. And I hope you will read them all. And the best way to do that is become a lifetime premium member. And you get them all free. Have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.